We're having a baby dedication this morning, two babies that we're dedicating to the Lord. It's always very special to do this. So Isaac and Mariki Duplessis and Dylan Melanie Schimmel, you guys can come forward if you want to. The parents are primarily responsible for the spiritual upbringing of the child. And as these parents are well aware of their limitations in this regard, they present themselves to the Lord for His assistance and to dedicate their little one to Him. And in the scriptures, after Jesus was born, after 8 days, His parents took Him to Jerusalem. It says in Luke 2:22, then it was time for their purification offering as required by the law of Moses after the birth of a child. So His parents took Him to Jerusalem to present Him to the Lord. And that's in a sense what these two couples are doing. They're presenting their little one to the Lord. And so I want to quickly read some of the names. And the Willem David Duplessis, he was born on the 15th of January 2013. Maybe you should turn around and show them the little one. He's a little one. A small one. I hope he's not going to cry. The name Willem, the inherent meaning is resolute protector. Not yet, but he will become. Spiritual connotation, noble spirit. And the scripture that goes with his name is Deuteronomy 5:33. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. And then David means beloved. Spiritual connotation is lover of all. 1 John 4:16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. And names are so powerful because of the meaning that it carries with it. And so this morning we're going to speak a blessing over their lives. And then Dylan and Melanie's one, Brody. He was born on the 24th of April, 2012. And Brody means canal builder. Spiritual connotation, God is my foundation. Psalm 127, verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who built it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. And so there's, what we're doing this morning is so profound in the sense of if we understand how a blessing works. You know, a curse, if you're cursed, you can do everything right and still it won't work. You'll still come to the wrong conclusion. But if you're blessed, then you can almost do everything wrong. And because of the blessing of God on your life, it will still work out. And that's what we're trusting for you this morning. You know, as parents, we can put so much pressure on ourselves. You know, trying to do everything perfectly, trying to be the perfect mom or the perfect dad. And I believe that the power of serving God is that we can even make mistakes. We can even make big mistakes. But when God's blessing rests upon us and our kids, they will still serve the Lord. They will still be blessed. You know, when we're blessed by God, you can make a big financial mistake, wrong financial decision, but God could still provide for you and still come through for you. You know, and I think that sometimes we miss that. You know, sometimes we are so focused on, I must do everything right, that we become so worried and so stressed. And I'm going to share about this a little bit later, just becoming like a child. God wants us to become like these little ones. And I think that's why God gives parents kids. Reminds us, hey, try and be more like this. Stop worrying. Stop trying to be so responsible. Which isn't bad. But sometimes we become so stressed and worried about life that we miss out. And so there's this ironic blessing that says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. And the worship team are going to do a special item for us that basically declares this blessing over your lives. And then we've asked some of the couples in church to come and pray for you and just pray over the little one. Just speak, release a blessing over them. Okay, so the worship team can come forward and the couples can come forward. We underestimate the power of our words. And this morning, as we're going to declare blessing over them, we are expecting that our words will carry power, that our words will cause God's face to shine upon you, and that the goodness of God will rain down upon you. And so before you pray, I just want to share this one thing still. Just one key for all of us, but specifically for the parents. One key. If you want God to bless your family, if you want God to bless your children, you need to get one thing right. And it's called priority. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I think that's all that God really wants. If you want to sum it all up, God is saying, just put me first. Put me first, I'm going to bless you. Put me first in your life, in your lives, in your marriage. Put me first in your kids' lives, and I'm going to shower you with blessing. Amen. So I just want to pray for us, and then the band's going to play this beautiful song, and just meditate on these beautiful words. Father, we thank you for the special blessing, Lord God. God, we thank you for the power of blessing. Your word says that you bless unto the thousandth generation. A curse can only go unto the fourth or fifth generation. And so, God, right now we cancel every curse. We declare every negative word that's been spoken over these families, over these marriages, and over these children, God. We declare it null and void. And right now, God, we release faith. We release blessing. Rain your goodness down upon them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So the couples are just going to pray with you now and share some words with you.
Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us. Raise your countenance on us. And give us peace. Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us. Raise your countenance on us and give us peace. Of their past, and having a fruitful future.
Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this blessing, Lord. We pray this for our children, God. We pray this for each of us, Lord, that we'll forget the troubles of our past and have a fruitful future. Thank you, God, for your goodness, Lord. And we just, God, we just celebrate the gift of children. And we realize, God, the responsibility, God, you place in our hands, but also the privilege of blessing children and ministering to children, Lord God. And so, Father, we just pray. We pray for us as a church, God. We pray for every parent in this house, God. Give us grace. Give us grace to represent our heavenly dad. Give us grace to represent Jesus and the Holy Spirit in such a beautiful way that our kids would trust in you. Lord, we thank you for this, God. We thank you for this, God. We say, let your will be done. In Jesus' name. Amen. That is such a beautiful song. Thank you, band. That was beautiful. The power of a blessing. The power of a blessing. It's so special. When God blesses us, nobody can curse us. When God's hand is upon our lives, nothing and no one can stop what the Lord is doing. So I want to share with you about childlike faith. We at our Liberty seminar last week, as we were ministering, I just realized that many of us are old, and it's nothing to do with your physical age. You can be 15 years old and old, or you can be 95 and as young as a spring chicken. You can be inside still young and excited about life. And this image of the baby's feet on top of dad's feet, I think we get that confused sometimes. I chose this picture because I believe it sort of captures the essence of what I want to share this morning with you. And you and I are called to be the little feet. Surprise. You are not called to be the big feet. God is the big feet. But so many of us are trying to be the adult, trying to be responsible, trying to do what is right. And so we become old and we lose our joy and we stressed and worried about life. Can you say this? I'm called to be a baby. I know it sounds weird, but it's going to make sense. You know, there are so many things in the kingdom that you and I try to do, but we can't. It's like a one-year-old trying to, as much able as a one-year-old, to open the front door, go to the garage, open the garage, get into the car, start the car, and drive to the shop. That as able as a one-year-old is to do that, I am as able to do great things. To heal somebody or to save somebody or to change somebody's life. I am as helpless as a toddler. I am as helpless as a toddler. And so are you. But unless you and I realize it, unless we come to that realization, we're always going to try and do adult stuff. And we're going to miss out on the joy of life. The disciples pray, they say, Jesus, increase our faith. Because they realize they didn't have faith. And I want to say, to qualify that faith, it's childlike faith. And so, I'm continuing with the Beatitudes, the last two Beatitudes, this Sunday and next week's Sunday. But I'm starting a new series as well, Unblocking the Wells. The next 3 to 4 weeks, we're going to be talking about faith. We're going to talk about trusting in God. We're going to talk about the supernatural. I really believe God wants the supernatural to become natural. Why? Because God's a God of love, and He wants to love people tangibly. God is not a God that says, oh, I love you so much, just remain sick and suffer. But I love you so much. Now He says, I love you so much, I'm going to make a way to actually heal you. I love you so much, I will provide for you. I love you so much, I'm going to give you peace in your heart. I love you so much that I'm going to bring the supernatural into this world. I'm going to bring heaven onto earth because I love you so much. It really is about the love of God. But then sometimes we become old. And as we become old, we become cynical and pessimistic. And we don't trust anything or anyone. We become like, you know, unbelieving believers. Unbelieving believers. But God wants us to become believing believers. And you say that, I am a believing believer. You might not be a believer here this morning, but by faith, you will become one. The key for us to have childlike faith is to become like a child. But also part of it, you know, you can't become like a child if you don't have a daddy. It's very hard to be a child when you don't have a daddy. When you don't have a daddy, you have to fend for yourself. You have to fight for yourself. You have to make it happen. And maybe for some of us that happened, you were a teenager, maybe a parent, passed away, and you need to be strong. You need to make it work. But I believe God is wanting us to be like kids, like children. Blessed are the childlike in faith, for they shall see God in everything. Blessed are the childlike in faith, for they shall see God in everything. Cursed are those whose hearts are defiled, for they won't see God in anything. Cursed are those whose hearts have been so full of doubt and pessimism and cynicism that they don't see God in anything. Mark chapter 10, sort of a key verse where Jesus introduces this topic. Jesus was praying or ministering. His disciples were with him. And then a few people brought kids, children, to Jesus. And then the adults, the disciples said, no, shoo, go away. We're busy with adult stuff here, big business stuff. This is like kingdom business. It's a serious stuff. Kids just want to play. No, this is serious business. Who feels that Christianity is serious business? Most of us would. Most of the time feel this is serious business. No time for kids, you know. Jesus, and then the verse actually says there in verse 14, when Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. He's like, no, guys, you're missing it. He said to them, let the little children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. That's profound. For the kingdom of God are for those who are like these children. In other words, when you look at these children, you are seeing those to whom the kingdom belongs. You see, when Jesus came to earth, he introduced the kingdom. He was saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He was introducing something new into the world. He was introducing heaven to earth. And now Jesus qualifies who can partake of this kingdom? Who will taste it? Who will experience it? She said, well, these kids will. Anybody that's like the kids, these children, anybody like who becomes like them, they will experience the kingdom. So could you go to heaven without being like a child? Maybe. I don't know. Can you experience kingdom on earth? Can you experience the supernatural realm here on earth and not be like a child? No. You won't experience the fullness of God here and now. So you might be asking, Lord, why aren't I seeing miracles? Why am I not seeing miracles? Why don't I see things happening? Why don't I see your power working in our midst? Answer, you're not being like a child. You and I, we're not being like children. We're not being like children. Have you ever seen a cynical, skeptical four-year-old? I haven't. Maybe somewhere in the world there would be. But probably not. We all begin life with a glimmer in our eyes, an excitement, a joy, an overflowing joy. My boy is 4 years old. He just wants to play the whole time. He just wants to play. He's enjoying the moment. He is in the present. He's not worrying about next day or next week. You know, us, we're worried about retirement at 24. We are so obsessed with the future that we're missing the here and now. Jesus said in that verse, the last bit, verse 15, he said, the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it, will never experience it. There's a childlikeness that God wants to bring to us where we realize that the kingdom is now. Jesus said, change your mind, repent, change your way of thinking, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So how far is the kingdom? Okay, imagine you are a toddler and right in reach is your toy. Go for it. Take your toy. Come on, everybody. Take your toy. That's how far the kingdom is. It's in reach. It's within reach. The fullness of God is within reach. The provision of God is within reach. The healing of God is within reach. But something needs to shift on the inside of us. Something needs to shift in our hearts and minds. And I think that's why the Lord gives us children, so we can study them and remind ourselves how we should be. I've been studying Vian the last few days again, and it's just amazing. So ever seen a cynical, skeptical 4-year-old? No. Ever seen a cynical, skeptical 25-year-old? Yep. What's changed? What's changed? Life happened. Life happened. Life happened, and our experience influences us, and our ideas and beliefs influences us, and it changes us, and then we become old. Old. And we lose our faith, and we become unbelieving believers. But I believe God wants to turn back the clock. He wants to turn back the clock. He wants to make us young again. Young again. That we're not stressed and worried about next week or the week thereafter. And when we become old and cynical, we say things like, if I don't see it, I won't believe it. Like the disciple Thomas. The guys came to him and said, Thomas, Jesus is resurrected from the grave. The tomb is empty. He's no longer dead. I believe it when I see it. When I put my finger into those wounds, then and only then will I believe. And then when Jesus appears to him and he puts in, Jesus, put your hand into the wounds, touch, see, believe. And then Jesus says, but blessed are those who do not see but believe. And there's a gloriousness to faith where we trust in Him. Trust in Him. When we're old, you know, it's never time to play. For kids, it's always time to play. Always time to play. I was praying over this weekend and saying, God, I want to be like a child again. I'm so over worrying about next week or next month or 20 years from now. I'm just over it. I want to enjoy the moment. I look back at times in my life where months have passed. I was just so stressed and worried that I missed a part of my life. It's just gone. It's lost forever. I missed the opportunity to love my wife. I missed the opportunity to love my child. I missed the opportunity to love people and enjoy life. But a child is present. An adult lives somewhere in the future or in the past. Bitter about the past. We need to become like children. Children take crazy risks. And then we as parents, like with me and Sonic, it's whole day. It's, Vian, stop it. Don't jump on the furniture. Don't miss. You're going to hit your head. Watch out. Just sit still. That's sort of our daily routine. Stop it. Do you know what we do? In the end, we get the child out of them, and we so miss the child. So part of us wants our kids to grow up, but a part of us wants them to stay as they are because it's so beautiful. It is so innocent. It is so lovely. It's like you're driving in the car, and Vian says, Dad, it's a tree. I know. I've seen it. This morning, driving to church, Dad, there's a ball, cake. Yes, it is. It's amazing. But the innocence, the joy, the enjoyment of life, God wants us to be like that. He wants us to enjoy life. Kids laugh, they say 400 times a day. Most adults 10 to 15. And you wonder why we're stressed. You see, you can't, when you laugh about something, you can't hold on to bitterness and anger. Ever tried to be angry and laugh at the same time? The anger just disappears. That's the power of laughing, the power of enjoying life. God wants us to become young. God wants us to become young. So how do we become more childlike? How do we become more childlike? How do we get a childlike faith? It's Matthew 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart. And then in the Message translation, it says, you're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. So for many of us, our hearts have become so defiled, so full of wrong thinking, unbelieving thinking, that it just blocks your sight. But then with a child, they see. They see, and God wants us to see, to have childlike faith, untainted faith, untainted hearts, undefiled hearts. That's God's heart for us. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are those who have childlike faith, for they shall see God in everything. You will see God everywhere. Cursed are those whose hearts are defiled, or who has grown old with doubts and unbelief, for they won't see God in anything. They won't see God in anything. It was so beautiful last week. We had some testimonies that were shared. And Sonica shared about the lady that was raped by a burglar. And it's just so beautiful that this lady could praise God for what had happened. She was seeing God even in being raped. Or some other testimonies as well. We are able, our God is so amazing that He can take the worst of life and turn it around for our good and for His glory. That's how good our God is. All things work together for good. All things work together for good. So when our hearts are not defiled, when our hearts are undefiled, then we see God everywhere. Something bad has happened, but I see the glory of God and God turns it around. But for the defiled heart, even something wonderful is just, same old, same old. Missing God. So blessed are those whose hearts are undefiled by doubts and unbelief, for they shall see God in everything. Blessed are those who are untainted by the lies of the kingdom of darkness, for they shall see God move. Blessed are those who have renewed their minds, for they shall be transformed into agents of light. As you change on the inside, your outside will change. As you change on the inside. Okay, so how do we become children? But just firstly, just about the kingdom. The children of God have been called to usher in the kingdom. I saw we're praying this week. I saw a picture of an eagle. I saw like this mountain range. I saw this eagle there in the midst of it. I saw lots of dark clouds. And this eagle was in the darkness, in a sense, under the clouds. And there was wind and it was stormy. The eagle was battling. I believe that's sort of the lower, that's living on the lower plane. But then I saw sort of the wind of God coming and lift this eagle up through the clouds, above the clouds, and above the clouds there was light. Above the clouds it was beautiful, it was wind still, it was wonderful. And that's where God has called us to live. That's where God has called us to live, above, not beneath. But many of us are like that eagle battling. Everything's a battle. Everything's a wrestling. Everything's a struggle because of our stinking thinking, in a sense. Because of the way we're thinking. We must become like children again. And I saw a picture of many eagles sort of rising up and then starting to circle as the breath of God breathed upon them, and they went through and up. And that's what God wants to do. By His Spirit, He wants to breathe upon us new life. He wants to breathe away, blow away all the negativity, bitterness, pessimism, cynicism. He wants to blow that away. He wants to blow that away. Okay, so a few old people beliefs. When you're old, then you think like this. You think, God doesn't do miracles anymore. Doesn't do it anymore. What? Is God dead? Why doesn't He do miracles anymore? Is He dead? The tomb is empty. He is risen. He is risen. There are so many testimonies of God transforming lives. What about, He won't do miracles through me? Sometimes we say, yes, God can do miracles, but not through me. And then He says, Jesus said in His word, whosoever believes in me, the same works he will do and greater. Whosoever. Are you a whosoever? Are you a whosoever? Maybe say that. I am a whosoever. Say the following. God wants to do miracles through me. It's His heart. Yes, you must declare it. You must declare it. Or maybe you could say, I prayed for somebody once. It didn't work. So what? Don't allow your past to define who you are. Allow God's word to define you. Allow His heart to define you, not your past. You might say, God doesn't do miracles through me. Who told you that? Who said so? That's not God. That's not the word of God. The kingdom of God is now. Jesus asked us to pray, Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So He's saying, Jesus taught us as believers to pray, Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done now. Your kingdom is now. It's not a future reality only. It is a now reality. The only difference between it being a now and a future reality is what's going on the inside of you. Because unbelief blocks it. Doubts block that flow. But if you come like a child and say, my daddy can do this, then you just might be surprised. And for me, I feel God wants the supernatural to be natural to us. And as I shared at the beginning, for me it's about the love of God. It's about God's love. Revealing God's love to somebody. Have you ever had somebody that is really sick and there's no way to get them healed? I've had. What does that do to you? It affects you. You come to a place, you say, God, I'll do anything. If it's my boy, I'll give all my money, I'll sell all my possessions to have him healed. And I believe that's what God is wanting us to, he's calling us, he's inviting us to say, trust me. Become like a child and see. Become like a child and see, experience my goodness, my tangible love for people. You know, when Jesus walked on the earth, he came to reveal who God is. So what did he do? He healed the sick. He delivered those who were oppressed. He fed the hungry. He multiplied food. He set people free. He raised the dead. Why? To be a once-off thing? No, because he wanted to show that God is love tangibly. And he wants us to show God's love tangibly. And that's why we're doing this Unblocking the Well starting tomorrow evening. I was thinking, a while ago saying, oh, Lord, no, I don't want to do this. This is so uncomfortable. Do you know it's so uncomfortable to pray for the sick? Because you can't fake it. There is just no way I can do this. But God loves it. He loves to see you and me uncomfortable. He loves us to become the little toddler on daddy's feet and say, okay, daddy, I can't do this. But I know you want to. I know you love them. Daddy, touch them. But for daddy to touch them, we must become children. We need to become like children. So how do we do that? How do we come? Just three things I want to touch on becoming childlike in faith. The first one is trust. Trust. You and I need to come to a place and say, my daddy knows. One of the biggest obstacles to faith is God speaks to you and the Lord says it's going to be okay. It's going to sort out. And now you try to figure out how. I can't see how, God. I know you've said, I know you've spoken to me. You've said that it's going to be fine, but how? If you try to figure out the how, you're going to lose your faith. It's going to just confuse you. It's going to cause you to, it's going to mess up your faith. You're going to become unbelieving because you're going to be so focused on how. Don't ask the how. Just declare, my daddy knows. And that's all. I don't know how, but my daddy knows. How does God heal somebody? How does God bring somebody that was in darkness into light and become a believer? I don't know how that works. All I know is He does it. He does it beautifully. How does it work that God provides for us? I don't know. Sometimes somebody comes to you and they give you an envelope or they make a deposit into your bank account. How did they know? I don't know how they knew. I just know I've got the money. God came through. Don't focus on the how. Don't focus on the how. There's a verse there, Hebrews 11:11, and it speaks about Sarah, the wife of Abram. They were trusting God for years to become, for her to become pregnant. And then it says, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed or to have a child. And she bore a child when she was past the age, like say 90 years old or something, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Say faithful. The Lord has been speaking this to me the past while, just whispering this to my heart, saying, I am faithful. You need to get there. I am faithful. I am faithful. You see, but when we become adults, we have plan B and plan C, and we try our other ways of making it work. And we don't trust. We don't trust. So you and I need to, how do we get faith? How do we come childlike in our faith? You need to hold on to God's promise and not let go. Imagine this for a moment. Imagine Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one through whom everything that is was created, the one who did these amazing miracles, multitudes followed him. Imagine this man, God, was with you. Right now, next to you. Hello, Jesus. He turns to you and he says, how about you and me partner up? Let's do this together. You want to join me? Be part of my team? Yes, Jesus, that would be amazing. Let's go for it. Because around Jesus, everything was happening all the time. So Jesus is saying, let's partner, join my team, I'm in, let's go. Would you have faith? Would you be confident? Jesus himself, he knows everything. Imagine the omniscient, the God who's everywhere, the omnipotent, all-powerful one, God, this amazing, everything-able God who's with you. Would you believe? Would you be confident when you pray for somebody? Would you step out boldly? Would you declare what Jesus and God has done in your life? Would you be bold? Yes, you would. And the good news is, Jesus already gave you the promise about it. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. When the moment you become a believer, the moment you become a Christian, when you can know that he is with you. But you see what happens? The moment I say that God is with you, Jesus is with you through his Holy Spirit right now, then there's doubts coming. Oh, no, not for me. I've not prayed enough. I've sinned 2 years ago. Oh, no, I can't. Is he faithful? Can you trust his word? Absolutely. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's what I am trusting God for. That I am with you, God. The Emmanuel, God is with you. So that's the first thing. Trust. Hold on to his promise and trust. Secondly, he is able. My daddy is able. You know, kids, they always say, my daddy. My daddy's the strongest. My daddy. Romans 4:20-21. This is what we do, in a sense, or not do, what Abraham did right. It says there in the Message translation, he didn't tiptoe around God's promises, asking cautiously skeptical questions. He plunged into the promise and came up strong, ready for God, sure that God would make good on what he had said. Abram was a man of faith. He took God by his word. He didn't make excuses because of his past. He didn't make excuses because of his own inabilities. He plunged into the promise. Just imagine for a moment that you and I would take God's word and just believe it. I'm amazed. Every time I step out for God, just to see his faithfulness, to see how he comes through. He wants to blow our minds. Plunge into the promise. Don't ask skeptical questions. Don't doubt. Maybe some of you could say, no, I don't qualify. Have you looked through the Bible? How many useless people God has used? Have you seen? Murderers, rapists, messed up people. I mean, he uses the most useless of the useless. I can prove this. He even uses the dead. Lazarus was completely useless. He was dead for 3 days. Jesus raised him from the grave, and he was glorified. And God started to work through Lazarus. Okay, anybody that's dead here, please raise your hand. We want to pray for you. Anybody that's dead? No. So Lazarus was more useless than you. I'm amazed at the testimonies of us here amongst us over the last year of when people have stepped out and God has moved. And so our self-image changes. Our self-perception changes. It's amazing. But the only thing that was blocking that which they have now is lies about self, lies about how they see themselves, lies about, no, I can't pray for people. No, you can. You're anointed. I got the guys to declare this over the weekend. You must say this. I am a Holy Spirit magnet. The following as well. God just wants to be with me. He loves me. So you're a Holy Spirit magnet. It's amazing. God just wants to be with you so that you are a Holy Spirit magnet. God just wants to be all over you. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. Romans 4:20 in the New King James Version, it says, Abram was fully convinced. Fully convinced. Fully convinced. Fully convinced. That's God's heart. That is God's heart. Then just lastly, ending off with this. So the first thing is trust in him. Don't be skeptical. Trust in him. Second one, he is able, then focus on your own weaknesses. And just lastly, declare the promises of God. Have you noticed that kids talk a lot? My son talks a lot. And one of his latest things that he loves saying is, may mama say, waving his little finger under my nose. May mama say, like my pop yet. May mama say. So he just loves going around, may mama say, may mama say. I'm wondering when he's going to say, may papa say. May papa say, come on, come on. But kids, they just receive when an authority figure speaks, and they just embrace it. They make it their own, and they start saying, my daddy says, my teacher says. How about you and me completely freaking out the devil? Take a promise of God. Believe it. And then go tell somebody it. My daddy said. My daddy said he's going to provide. Yay, let's celebrate. My daddy said he's going to come through. Yay, let's celebrate. My daddy says we're going to get pregnant. Yes, hallelujah. When you're married. Always have to qualify certain things. My daddy says. And how about just freaking out the devil completely? Believe the word of God like a child and start celebrating as if it's done. Yes. 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 My daddy said that God's going to release a healing gift in this church, and we're going to pray for sick people and they will be healed. We've had taste of it this past year, but I honestly, humbly believe that God wants us to pray for the sick and he's going to heal them. My daddy says. My daddy says. I so want to encourage you. Agree with God. Agree with his word. Start declaring it. My daddy says. Romans 4:17, last verse. It says there, as it is written, I've made you a father of many nations. This is Abram. In the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. How does he do that? How does God call those things which do not exist as though they did? Cancer, be gone in Jesus' name. He's calling it as if it's there, but he's calling it that it's going to be gone, healed. How does he do it? He does it by putting his word in your mouth and my mouth. He doesn't just call it out of heaven and we just stand. He puts it in your mouth. He says, my boy, my girl, partner with me. I'm standing next to you. Speak my word. Speak my word and see lives transformed. Speak my word. Blessed are the childlike in faith, for they shall see God in everything. Cursed are those whose hearts are defiled, for they won't see God in anything. So we need to become childlike. Childlike. Get the word in your mouth. Say, may mama say. May papa say. And I just feel that God is wanting to take burdens off our shoulders. Children are not worried about tomorrow. They're enjoying the now. So I want to pray for us. Pray that God would give us the grace to become like children. At Liberty Seminar, we did the Tigger anointing. I'm not going to do it to you now, but we might in the future. Let's just close our eyes. So Father God, Daddy God, thank you that you love us so much. And Lord, we realize that many of us battle with doubts. We battle with unbelief. Many of us battle with being old. Old in our hearts. And so, Father, we pray that you do a miracle on the inside of us, God, that we become childlike, that we become like toddlers, that we become like a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, enjoying daddy, enjoying our friends, enjoying life in the kingdom. Thank you, God, that the kingdom is at hand. For a baby, it's at hand. For an old person, it's far, far away. If we're old in our faith, if we're pessimistic, unbelieving, it's far. But when we just start trusting, it's so close. It's within reach. It's within reach. Just as our eyes are closed, I just want to share this. Maybe you're here this morning and you've never surrendered your life to Jesus, not as a child, not just, Lord Jesus, here I am, I need you. Daddy, I need you. I'm setting aside my doubts and my fears and my unbelief, and I surrender. I surrender. I so want to encourage you to do that. Come like a child. Come like a child. Stop trying to be an adult. And just surrender. Just as our eyes are closed, can I ask if you want to surrender your life to the Lord, if you can just raise your hand. Everybody's eyes are closed. Hands, thank you. Anybody else? Okay. You can't even be serving God for 20 years and still never really surrender as a child. Anybody else? Just respond. Let's just all stand. If you want to enter the kingdom, you need to come as a child. So I'm going to get us these toddler thingies for next week, and we're going to just wave this. I'm kidding. Let's just pray this prayer together. It's a prayer of surrender. It's an invitation for God to come and teach us to be like children. You know, like with Jesus, he just did what the Father was doing. What he saw the Father did, that's what he did. And a child's like that. If Daddy says it, let's do it. Daddy says, let's pray for somebody that's sick, let's do it. Daddy says, do that, yep, let's do it. Let's go for it. So let's trust for that. Just pray the following prayer and say, Father God, Daddy God, I want to know you as Daddy, as my Daddy. I want to know with all my heart that you are with me, that you're for me, and that you prepare the way. Daddy God, set me free from old beliefs, from doubts, from fears, and unbelieving thinking. Daddy God, I want to be like a child. Take these burdens off my shoulders. Take the stress off my shoulders. Take all the worries concerning the future and give me the power to live now, to be present, to be joyful, to have fun, and to live life. Father God, Daddy God, I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just close our eyes just for another few moments. Just want to listen to what the Spirit wants to do. Yes, Lord, we want to enter the kingdom. We come as children. Come and set us free, Lord. So Lord, may the breath of your Spirit breathe upon us and lift us higher. As those eagles are lifted up to soar above the clouds, breathe upon us, Lord. With your breath of life, breathe upon us with words of life, words of hope, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just declare the following. Just say, God is with me. God is at my side. And I can trust Him with everything within me. Jesus' name. Amen.